Our listeners may remember sometime in May, it was actually May 10th, that the skies above DC and the surrounding area had aurora. And what had happened is the sun had a large event, a big solar event, which is an explosion of energy that propelled billions of tons of particles and light and energy out into space that comes into the Earth's magnetic field and literally lights up our skies. And that storm, a geomagnetic storm, got to be level G5 extreme, which hasn't happened in 20 plus years. And the aurora scientists said that these aurora were very, very bright. And it wasn't the only time. We had them again in October. And guess what? We are under a geomagnetic storm watch right now as I speak from something that happened yesterday, and we'll have to put that out for our listeners later as far as how they can watch what happens with possibility of aurora tonight.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we might need to look up at the sky this evening?
We may, and it should be clear, but we'll be monitoring this because it's in the developing stages, but it just shows, as I say in the story that's online, our top space story for 2024, the sun is in solar maximum right now and will be for a year or so. And during this 11-year cycle, we in the solar maximum part of it, the sun produces a lot of these solar flares and these coronal mass ejections, which do produce storms and effects in space weather. So we will be watching the sun. And the other thing that kind of came up this year for the selection of our star, the sun, for top story was millions of people saw the total solar eclipse back in April. It was partial in our area, but for the rest of America and Canada and parts of Mexico, they saw the sun disappear with the moon covering it. So the sun was really pretty cool. And if I may, one last thing.
Yeah.
In December, a spacecraft called the Solar Parker Probe, listen to this, John, 430,000 miles an hour, 62 miles a second, flew through parts of the outer portion of the sun we call the corona, only 3.8 million miles away from the surface of the sun, gathered all this data that we're waiting to receive to see what it learned when it flew through. So I got a feeling in 2025, the sun's still going to be kind of in our view as we take in the sky.
Wow. What a year in 2024, and we didn't even talk about UFOs.
Oh, man. Well, they're now called UAP.
True.
But hey, what happened to all the drones? You know?
Yeah.
We were all watching drones, but it's kind of dropped off the radar. I don't know what's happened. But, you know, this UAPs, there was a big year there, too, because Congress got into the serious business of looking into it, as did NASA. NASA's on board looking at unidentified anomalous phenomenon, UAPs. And that's not going to go off the table as we get into 2025 either. But one other thing, John, I want our listeners to know is starting January 1st, WTOP is going to send out on the web a monthly What's Up in the Sky article so our readers can know what's happening for the month, both on the ground and in the sky, space related. How cool is that?